Okay, I'm gonna call the Finance, Town, Discovery Bay Finance Committee to order. I'll start with roll call.
Roll call has been taken, let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Assistant General Manager Brightstein.
Thank you. And before I go into the public comment, I would like to say that we have a new member. Is it appropriate to go?
Sure.
Okay. Director Leet has left, I think, 2 weeks ago, a week ago. Ashley Porter is her replacement, his replacement, sorry. Ashley, you can say hi.
Hi, thank you, I'm excited to be here.
Good.
Thank you for the nice welcome.
Good, good, good. And now I'll turn to the public. Is there anybody on the call at this time? If so, please identify yourself. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and proceed. I'll open public comments in the event somebody popped in here in the last second. And hearing no public, I will go ahead and close public comment. And I'll move on to the draft minutes to approve, and I think I'm gonna be the one that makes that motion because Director Leet is not here and Ashley wasn't available, and I'll make the motion that we accept them as noted.
And she can second.
I'll second.
Okay, that's first and second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to D1, presentations, finance.
Good morning, or good afternoon, committee. As you know, the Finance Committee meets every other month, and this means that the next Finance Committee meeting will take place on December 2nd, 2020. And December 2nd falls immediately after the Thanksgiving holiday period, and so staff essentially will not be here on the Friday before the meeting, and this is when we finalize agendas, post agendas, etc. So customarily, when that event occurs, we cancel the corresponding committee meetings and even the board meetings when that occurs, if they fall within that time period. So what we're staff is asking for is approval to cancel the December 2nd Finance Committee meeting. If there is a need or a call for a Finance Committee meeting, we can always call a special meeting in the middle of the month if so desired.
Any discussion on that?
I don't think so. I mean, it seems like a reasonable request.
Okay, so December 2nd, when would the next one be?
The next one would be the first Wednesday in February.
So I would think that's because actually Director Porter, I should say, will be new, and I would like to see a little bit of maybe a presentation or two. So I would propose we have that special meeting in between.
Okay, we can do that at a time that is convenient to both of you, or it could be preceding a board meeting night.
I'm more than willing to look at a date now, halfway between. If you have your, I'm gonna bet you've got your calendar.
Yeah, I do have my calendar.
Okay, so let's just take the time to look.
Definitely.
Sometime around 21st?
Of December or
October?
November? October.
Is that too soon? That's a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's 21st.
I don't think we'd have anything interesting for you in a couple of weeks.
Could we do it sometime in November? That
what do you recommend?
More time?
I think you could do this the middle meeting in the middle Wednesday in November. Let me look at my calendar here.
Okay. That would be the 18th.
On November 18th, there is a regular board meeting. Typically, no committee meetings take place on that. We could have the committee meeting, if you would prefer, like started at 6 and go to 7.
Okay.
That way, it immediately precedes the board meeting.
Okay, I think that'd be great. And again, a presentation by finance, just to, and I think in that time, if Director Porter would take a look, you've got some data here, go through it and pass off some questions, that could be part of the presentation.
Okay.
And again, just to get familiar, I think that this is one of the more important aspects of this job and understanding the numbers. I hate to wait that long, that's all.
Okay, so just to summarize, the committee will be canceled the Finance Committee meeting of December 2nd will be canceled, and we will schedule a special Finance Committee meeting for November 18th at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. You want to do that at 5:30?
That would be in an hour and a half meeting. Would you prefer it be at
5:30? No, an hour meeting gives us an hour break, but six is fine. Six is good.
I can do either one, 5:30.
Six
or
is
six.
Good. Let's go.
Six.
Go with six.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and E1.
This one I'm going to turn over to our finance director, Julie.
That'd be E2.
I think we went out of order.
Yes, we did.
But that's okay.
Actually, we have presentations. That was yours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, that flow hog.
He took hats. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Dear committee members, in your packet, there's a copy of the preliminary August 2020 financial statements. Before we start the review, I would like to review how the revenue is recognized by the town. I'm going to start with water and wastewater, just to give you a summary. Water and wastewater receive their yearly account charge fees from its customers. Account charges are billed and collected on the tax roll by the county. The town receives progress payments in December, April, and June. The payments are respectively 50%, 45%, and 5%. Additional revenue is generated for water and wastewater in monthly activity, water usage, water meter billing, and the commercial water and wastewater usage. All are billed to the customers monthly and reported in our financial statements monthly. Zone 8 receives ad valorem taxes from the property tax roll, the 1% of the 1%. This, along with the assessment charge to homes in Zone 9, are received again via the tax roll from the county and remitted to the town in December, April, and June. The August financials will not reflect any of the tax roll revenue, since the first payment is for another couple months. Just want to make that clear. Any questions on how we receive our revenue? It's just a refresher. Okay, so I'd like to start with the financial review. Did the financial packets, and I'm going to start, as usual, on the water, which is page 6. Water revenue, as previously stated, the only water revenue we have for the most part is the monthly meter charge, which is account 5145, and account 6000, which are the water charges. We did receive some capacity and connection fees for a permit that was pulled in the office during this time period. The last account, 6086, is the meter charge for the commercial, and that's the commercial usage. A question was asked of me the other day of what it goes into account 5243 other, and those are miscellaneous rentals of water meters that people will rent from us for construction or anything like that. They're the portable meters. In comparison to FY20, FY20 had $799,000 worth of revenue at the same period of time. Variance was less than 1%. We have year-to-date revenue of $792,000. Any questions on water revenue?
Just so on 5243, the other, that's good. It's good news, but does that mean we are actually renting the water meters to have the construction folks come in and tap
yes.
into the water?
Yes, anytime you see any of these big water trucks that are cleaning.
Well, we used to see them all the time taking it free.
Yeah, we so. Took care of that. So we got the meter, and now we rent the meter, but that also allows us, based on what the meter says, to charge them for the water that they're using.
Yes.
So yeah.
So it's wonderful. It's working.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy.
Okay. All right. If no questions, we'll go to the expenses for water. The next page, page 7. Uh, Before we get too far into the water and the wastewater, I want to do a little explanation on the expenses. When we have consulting fees in account 7271, in both water and wastewater, based on year to date, you're going to see we've spent, in water, we spent almost 22% of our budget in the first 2 months. In wastewater, you'll see the increase is much more. That is because we are seeing project money that is being expensed. So let me get into the explanation of that. An example is well aid. We budgeted well aid as a capital cost as a project. But some of the initial costs of well aid actually have to be expensed in our operating budget. So we're not over budget. We're doing very well. It's just reflected in there, and I have those totals that we can pull out through the end of the year, through the year. Assistant General Manager Brightstein will be throughout the year reporting on her projects and her variances. She's got dashboards set up, so if there's any questions. The numbers are small now, but as D9 starts to pick up and the design starts to pick up, I expect those numbers to be, and as the year gets on, they're going to just grow. Any questions on that?
No, not on that, but on this page, I do.
Yes, go ahead. I'm ready for you.
Director Porta, did you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. I know some things are front-end driven as far as payments, part of what you just explained.
Mm-hmm.
But as I look, some of them, anything over 40%, I just would love to tap into and say, give me a quick why. So 7406?
Yes.
General repairs?
Yes, in 7406, we actually have a repair for the 44K for the marina under water crossing. And then there have been leak repairs at Willow Lake, Discovery Bay Boulevard, Beaver, Cherry Hills, Marlin, Prestwick, Drake, and Lagoon.
They keep adding up. Yeah.
Yes, it's very large. Time. We will be moving. We did get permission to move 44K, but the financial had already been published. That was spent on the marina underwater crossing. We actually going to take those charges and move them to capital,
okay.
And I will in the next submission.
Yeah. Now those underwater have no. It makes no difference underwater. It could be more expensive, but it's the same as any other repair that we've had. Correct. That's it's treated same way. Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you for that one. The only other one was building maintenance, second from the last, 7441.
Yes, that was the last 3.1K for the last of the rehab on the island.
On the island. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Good. Thank you.
And Ashley, the island is the where the down here in Discovery Bay Boulevard,
okay.
Where the water department has their offices.
And you okay. Probably never knew there was an island there.
I'm learning.
It's easy to miss.
It'll be on the
tour. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, any other questions? I'll move to page 8 to finish off water. Any questions?
No.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to move a couple pages down to page 10. For wastewater. Again, the total revenue for wastewater, when you compare to last year, it's only 0.6% off year over year. So it's very comparable. We don't have very much revenue until we start getting the tax roll proceeds in December. The sewer charges in account 6015 are for the commercial accounts. They are the only ones that are billed monthly. And then we had some connection and capacity fees. And then lastly, we have the reimbursables for the vehicle and the payroll from the county. Those numbers there for the county in accounts 6086 and 6087, those are always subject to audit adjustments at the end of the year and passing them out through the zones. I've been in contact with Donnie, our auditor, last Friday. We're going to try to set up a process where we can do that throughout the year so we don't have big swings coming at the end of the year. It's like the last big hurdle that we needed to do on this.
So the 72%, not to worry about that one?
Not to worry about it.
Okay.
It will be flushing out when we adjust how we do the payroll entries for FY21.
And the sewer charges, you said that's commercial. You said 7015. Is that part of what PG&E was the one that was coming in using?
No, those would be recorded, it's 6015, and the sewer charges, those are the, for the commercial accounts, the steakhouse, boardwalk, rural, all those.
Okay, not that, okay.
When we do the dewatering for PG&E, that'll be recorded in account 5243.
5243, another page?
Yeah, no, it's right up there, the third account down.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
And Ashley, for your benefit, PG&E sometimes needs to pump and dump water.
Okay.
And they dump it into our wastewater, and they pay a per gallon fee.
Thank you for that explanation, I was getting ready to ask that question.
They pay, but it actually helps us as well.
It helps us, last year.
Yeah, but sometimes the little microbes need more food.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's a good way of saying it.
Yeah, and I think I have... last year was almost $150,000 that we received.
Good.
Okay, wastewater expenses. Again, in account 7271, before we start digging into this, we're going to see a big adjustments because we've started doing the D-night, as we know, going through the budgets, that wastewater is where most of our money is being spent in the next few years. With that precursor, take any questions. Did you want me to dig in a little further?
Director Porter, okay. So I'll go through, there's four on this page. 7060.
Those were the employee withholding from their paychecks for the 457B plan. That is another one of the accounts that we will be addressing, and that will start to reflect only the match. So once I do the payroll entry,
okay, so it's just a front end one that we're getting hit. Okay.
Not so much a front end one. It's going to go. It's going to be moved up into salaries, and what happens is the employee takes out so much money
in
the, it needs to go in the balance sheet.
Okay,
it's one of the entries that will be fixed with the payroll.
Okay, and I'm going to skip 7271. You already referred to the consulting services.
If I may, though.
Oh, please.
I just wanted to go on the record that $75K had been spent on D-night, $30K on plant one, and $8K on an effluent pump that were project spending.
What was the last number again? I'm sorry.
$8K on an effluent pump.
Thank you.
And the $30K on plant one, what was it?
Those were bills that we had processed that were working on the design of plant one.
Okay.
And now that that is switching, I suspect that will be reduced, and that money will now go over to the D9 and the extra office.
Okay, so this question really doesn't relate to the finance, but I'll bring it back to it. Plant one effectively is, it's not even a backup, right? It might be called a backup now, but not operational. Are we still functioning it as we have in the past periodically? Do you know?
I do not know that.
And if we did, that means there would be costs associated with that plant, correct?
Correct. I do not know if they would be from a permit, though.
Okay, so I'd be curious to know, maybe on the next meeting, how much do we anticipate spending on plant one from this point forward?
My understanding, Dina has a better grip on that. Unfortunately, she's ill today. But my understanding is that we still have a contract with Veolia, and Veolia's contract, within their amounts that we pay them, is to exercise plant one. Plant one in such a condition that it can be used as backup.
Okay.
Those are contained within the contract with Veolia.
Okay.
You will see some minor costs in refurbishing some of the buildings in plant one. We're moving landscape over.
Sure.
And then we have an employee assigned over there where we're modifying an office for that employee. So there'll be some slight.
Okay, and I didn't mean to bring it up here. I thought it may give me some idea of how much we're planning on putting into that, but I would like to take that over to the Water Wastewater Committee meeting. We'll have that this afternoon, but maybe we put that as a future item, just to see how much we're gonna do with plant one. What's the plan? Okay, that's great.
Just to clarify, are you asking for more of a, what they're gonna do and then the associated costs, so it's
Yeah, it's all about associated cost. In a dream world right now, we put not a nickel more into plant one,
yeah.
but I know that's impossible. So how much are we going to, how much do we think we're going to spend over the next year, 2 years? When are we going to decommission it? I'm sure that's not going to be until the D-night is done, just in the event. So that's what I'd like to talk about. But I'll take that over too. And the only piece that I would have in this meeting is how much is that going to cost us? On the water wastewater, I'd look at both cost and what's the activity.
It's my understanding that we'll be still sending flows through plant one.
Yes.
Across over to plant two,
yes.
even though we're moving everything over there. So there'll still be some basic fundamental operations coming out of plant one.
And I expect that, and even for many years to come, I think. When I asked one of the other meetings when we look at rerouting the pipes, I got that look like, oh my God, don't ask me that now. So we'll get that to the water, wastewater, and learn how when that's going to happen.
Okay.
So, thank you. Software hosting, 7411.
Yeah, that includes the yearly charge for software.
So this is like they only bill us once or twice in the year?
Yeah,
perfect.
Once.
And then 7451, insurance liability. I saw there's a couple of spots, so this must
yeah.
be an upfront payment.
So for the insurance and liability, I'm going to bring workers' comp into this conversation too, even though it wasn't in it. Workers' comp, we received a refund of $18.5K, which was for that fiscal year 20 policy. So those are the credits that you're seeing and reflected in the workers' comp line. Good news. The bad news. For the insurance, liability, and property, I incorporated a 39% increase in SDRMA. I think you may recall when we were talking about the budget. The actual increase was 41%. So I was off a little bit. Good news. We got a big refund for workers' comp. So
good. Good. We'll stick with the good news.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so workers' comp, workers' comp was a separate line, but yeah.
Thank you.
And it was a really big hit last year. We discussed that when we were doing the budget review. SDRMA gives me a heads up in the spring as I'm preparing the budget.
Okay.
So, and who knows what the cost will be next year? So
yes.
It depends if we do well with COVID, because now there is a requirement that a presumption in the law effective immediately. That if any employee comes down with COVID, there's a presumption that it's a rebuttable presumption that it's a workplace related to COVID.
I guess you couldn't argue with that.
Sure.
Well,
you could.
Yeah.
It's rebuttable, but it's still, there's a presumption that exists that could affect us if that should happen. We are very careful in the office, and we do exercise good protocols. Anything can happen.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any other questions for wastewater? Just one item to add for water and wastewater. We will be, with the RFAs that we've turned in for approval tonight, we've requested the December bond payments. We do those early because the county takes about 3 weeks, and we'd like to get those bond payments recorded with the bank sooner than later.
Good.
All right. Let's go to Zone A. On page 14, again, we do not get the property tax money until December. The community center has been closed. We've had to process a few refunds for programs that we had previously collected funds for. So we have a negative revenue of $1,400.
Okay.
As soon as the community center opens up, we'll start hopefully seeing some program fees, and in December we will get. December's going to be a very good month for us for zoning, because that's also when we expect the next payment on Hoffman Lane.
Now, has anything opened up within the county that is associated with the community center?
Yes, the county has allowed for indoor programming. I believe it's somewhere between 10% or 25%. So we've contacted Zumba, we've contacted our tennis people, and are you anxious about bringing, it's 10% of the capacity indoors. So if that holds 35 people, so they can bring in 3.5 people. So it's just not penciling out for any of the programs
yeah.
to come in. But we've been working diligently with our program people to think of creative ideas, and as soon as things loosen up, our intention is to get them back in here, get our programs going, card playing, as much as we can do, so
okay.
We're on top of it.
Okay.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Have we thought about possibly doing some virtual programming where it may not be as much of a fee, but would allow us to have a little bit of income from that? So, for instance, you have a Zumba class, the teacher's here teaching it, it's at 10 o'clock, but it's something that you are streaming from your computer. You do a quick pass, they come in here, they're utilizing the facilities, but we're still getting a little bit of income from that.
I'm going to have Monica come up here and tell you the way it works. Yes, we've considered that, but I'm going to...
Okay, so I may be asking
why
a crazy question.
Why
I'm
that
just,
didn't work
I'm
out
curious.
Too well, but...
Okay.
Yeah, great question. We did try and do that in July when they said we can open back up, but then they immediately, they being the county, took that away. So our Zumba instructor who we contract with does that already. So she has her following already set up that she started before we could do anything.
Okay.
So our plan was in July that we even came down on a Friday night and tested everything out. She and I did set up, she was going to set up her laptop, and we were allowed to bring 16 people in at the time, including her, 6 feet apart. And then as soon as we got that ready, the county changed their mind.
Okay.
So as soon as they say we can be the 6 feet apart again, that's our intention until we can open up, but then they changed it to the 10%, and it's just not worth it to her to do it for three people.
And if you could just very briefly explain how we do programs from the independent contractor.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you getting me up to speed.
No, yeah. So we have everything's through independent contractors. We have a contract with them through the year. It's a 25-75 split. So the instructor gets 75%, the town keeps 25%. We do the advertising, our activities guide, all registration, they have to have insurance waivers. And we can sit down separately if you'd like, and I can go over the, it would take a while to go over everything. But they get to dictate how many people in their class, their minimums and maximums, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So to do, like I said, the three people is not worth it to them, yeah. But still trying with tennis, kids love soccer. They actually canceled our session that was supposed to start. We could have done, you know, once the county loosened everything. Poor Kids Love Soccer just didn't have the staff to come out here and teach.
Okay.
Did that
Thank
answer
you.
Your
yeah,
question?
Yeah, that did. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
sure.
it.
Yeah, of course.
And I'd love to set up a time to sit down with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, moving to page 15, the expenses for Zone 8. Once again, we have not started any capital projects, so we don't have that problem as we did in water and wastewater. And I'm here to address any questions.
I'm good, okay, right now.
Okay, then we'll go through. I've got like six here.
Okay.
Dues and subscriptions, 7210.
That's an annual subscription that we pay for the year.
Okay, and advertising, 7317.
I would love to get back to you on that one.
Okay. And miscellaneous small tools, 7413.
Those were small tools that the landscape crew has purchased over the year.
Perfect.
Over the last 2 months.
Okay. And some of these low dollars, but I look at the percentage. I hope that's okay, and it's not taking a whole lot of time. 7414 equipment repair.
I will have to get back to you on that, but I suspect it was a mower.
Okay. Facility maintenance, landscape, 7440.
Oh, yes, that's the front entrance, and I believe there was a little bit of open there.
Okay. And a good job. I do see one side, I think, that on the front end. There's been a couple of notes on, you know, some of the social media that says plants are dying, but this is the time of the year you're putting plants into there. We're going to see some that are stressed. They'll come through. I'm not worried about it.
They're dying.
According to the social media, they're dying, but I drove by and they look like they're just a little stressed. Okay, but good, you're on it. Thanks, Bill.
Yep.
7451 insurance liability. We already talked about on the other. No need to talk about that. That's redundant. I've got the answer. That's it. For that page.
Okay. Turning to page 16, is there any other questions? Again.
Okay, the only one there is 8466, right in the middle, permits and fees.
Yeah, that was an annual permit.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, thank you.
All right, so finishing up here, we're going to move over to page 18. Again, zone 9 has no income as of yet. That will be coming in September, in December. And turning on to page 19 for expenses.
I don't
want
you.
Okay. And you've already covered the landscaping facility matrix, maintenance. I'm good. Whether that's front or back, anything to do with landscaping right now is good. Thank you.
The only one other item I wanted to point out in zone 9 is on the account 7466, permit and fees. We had nothing budgeted, but that's for the Ravenswood Place structure. So that's actually budgeted for project costs.
Okay.
So I have a couple accounts in Zone 8, which I will follow up with you on. And just a note on FY20, speaking with the auditor last weekend, we are going to commence our audit instead of the first 2 weeks of January. We're going to try to do the second and third week of December.
Well,
so we're on target.
Okay, good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And my recommendation, obviously, there's a lot of paper there. Just take some time, sit with, with the staff, and if you need to, they'll bring you up to speed.
Julie was very kind and met with me for several hours today to go through a lot of this. So they've all been amazing and
they actually have answers most of the
they
time.
They do. I've already taken a ton of notes, so I really appreciate the time that they've given me thus far.
Good, good. Okay, that's it for E2 discussion regarding. Discussion regarding Prop 68. We'll move on to that. Sorry.
Okay, Bill.
Good afternoon.
Howdy, Bill.
Good afternoon.
So before you have the staff report, making you aware of the availability of California State Parks Proposition 68 funds to fund a park capital improvement project. I was made aware of the funds through a discussion with the county. The total available for on Discovery Bay is $187,441. That will require a 20% match from town funds. And also in the discussion with the county, they also have an available $80,000 to work in their special funds for a park improvement project. So these funds are per capita funds and they're non-competitive. However, there's an application procedure that we need to go through. We need to attend the mandatory workshop, which we have already done. We do need to pass a resolution acknowledging application for these funds. We'd like to do that at the November 18th board meeting. After that, we'll be working with the Park and Rec Committee to identify some projects, then bring to the board for approval. We need to have the application submitted by December 2021. I don't see that being a problem. Contract signed by June of 22, then the project's completed by December of 23. So, seek recommendation from the committee to move forward for the Prop 68 resolution. And any questions?
Can you just give me a little bit of information about what the requirements are for those funds? I know that you're saying it's going to Parks and Rec. I just kind of want to understand.
Sure.
What
so
that
these
looks
are
like.
These are proposition passed in June of 2018, I believe, giving counties funds for park capital improvement projects, and our portion of that fund. $187,000. Now they also contributed $80,000 to their special zones 35, 61, to 57.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is kind of a surprise to us, I understand.
Yeah, when I got the call a few weeks ago, I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay, good. That's good. Beautiful. Yeah, I look forward to the path you mentioned. Let the Parks and Recreation take a look at it, make some recommendations, bring it to the board. But did I hear you right that on November 18th, that board meeting, you're going to give us a presentation on it?
No, we need a resolution passed. And the resolution is not project specific. It's just stating that we will be applying for these funds.
Okay, so the board has to do that before the Parks and Rec Committee can move on.
Before you decide.
Perfect, I understand, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. And these were discussion items. Do we have anybody on from the residents, the public? Okay, that was gonna be your chance to talk, so I'll open it and then I'll close it. I think that's it for the, okay, future discussion agenda items. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I need to mention anything on the chair, co-chair? Is that to legalize that, or is that just happen?
I mean, you can mention it for the record.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the legal aspects of it, but.
I don't either, but it's nice to have it on record.
What we've done is we've.
Okay, vice chair comes into the chair.
Benefit to the director Porter, brought her in as vice chair, so she.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Could have put you in the chair.
I don't think there's an objection to that, so.
Throw me in by fire.
Okay, perfect, so that's a, that's a done deal.
Thank you.
And no other for future discussions or agenda items, so at 4:06, I will close the meeting.